Congratulations on finishing your course. That was some hard work. Now what do I do with it? Is there anyone that will house my course and help me sell it? What if I can get an entire team to help me sell my course that I worked so hard on? Have I got a discovery for you? The Great Discovery not only has a place for your course, but a network of affiliates that are eager to sell your hard-earned course creation. Want to make a little more money so you can build your course or invest in yourself? Opportunities for all this and more await you at The Great Discovery, or go to tuepodcast.net/discovery for more information. Once again, that's tuepodcast.net/discovery for more information about how to join The Great Discovery now. Salutations, Scuba Believer. Do you have a dream of becoming an entrepreneur, but don't know where to start or even what to do? Where can I gather information quickly about what's in my zone of genius? Don't worry, Scuba Believers. I got you covered. Go to tuepodcast.net/AI prompt and check out an amazing set of AI prompts that will give you ideas, information, and articles to help you get across that start line. Once again, go to tuepodcast.net/AI prompt to get you started now. Good luck, Scuba Believer.
Just keep going, keep pushing through.
Know your target market and the people you want to serve.
Just keep going.
You have to schedule it.
Focus on what you're doing.
Always respond to criticism with professionalism.
Focus more on building yourself.
Don't ever give up.
Finish it yourself.
Welcome, Scuba Believers and new entrepreneurs, to Undiscovered Advice. We will be listening to 5 entrepreneurs with amazing advice just for you. Let's see what they have to say.
Hi, my name is Ruth. I own Multitaskers PH, and we are changing the way people do business through our effective and strategic remote team. If I could have one piece of advice to new entrepreneurs, it would be for them to recognize the importance of crafting compelling messages and content. In this age where attention spans are short and competition is fierce, the ability to convey your brand story effectively can make or break your success. It's very, very important. I know this has been said over and over again, but truly, truly invest time and effort in understanding your target audience, their needs, and how your product or service can provide value to them. Tailor your messages to resonate with your audience and focus on creating content that is not just informative, but also engaging and memorable. Also, never forget to make your customers or your clients the hero of your business. It has to be all about them. In a world where information is overflowing, a well-crafted message can cut through the noise, capture attention, and build a lasting connection with your audience. Whether it's through social media, your website, or other marketing channels, the quality of your content is a powerful differentiator. So as you go along your entrepreneurial journey, remember that communication really is at the heart of building a successful brand and business, especially in this digital age. It's very important to craft messages that leave a lasting impression, and you'll be on your way to creating a meaningful impact in your industry. Craft well-written, well-communicated messages. Messages that go straight to your target audience's heart. Messages that capture them. Messages that get through them. It's very, very important, and I wish everybody luck in their ventures. Thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Talisa Abraham from Faith and Sparkles World. I am a
Empowered Leadership Coach, and today I am so excited to share with you my experience and expertise as a leadership coach. As a young entrepreneur, I understand it gets exciting. You have passion, you have fire, you have a desire to change the world. And that is wonderful and that's brilliant. You also have to learn how to integrate technology into your business. As an entrepreneur now starting off, you may be a solopreneur. That means you are doing it all. But eventually, you will need help. You will need to build and grow your team. And your team will come with specific skills to support your growth, as well as have skills where they are expertise in technology. As a leader, and this is what I'm sharing with you today, as a leader, you need to find a holistic approach to your leadership and technology. So how do you do that? How can you combine leadership, technology, and building a business, and you're now starting out? One of the first things that you need to understand is that you have to have emotional intelligence. You need to learn to empathize with others. You need to be clear in your communication styles. You also need to understand nonverbal communication. That is very, very important. You need to recognize the dynamics of what is happening in people's lives, in your team's lives, because there will be times that they are at the top of their performance. And when they're going through whatever personal struggles they are going through, they will not always be at the top of their performance. Now, with technology coming in, there is a fear that the technology, AI, is going to take over their jobs, that AI is going to make them obsolete. So a fear sets in for them, for your team, for you, sometimes even for yourself, in thinking that I'm not good enough. But when you have emotional intelligence, you recognize that AI is a tool to help grow your business, and that the people that are on your team, that is working alongside with you, they are there to support the growth and to help make that connection with other people. So AI is the tool. The people are not replaceable, and you can utilize them. Utilize the people, your team, to make connections for your business, because this is how your business will grow. And you will see it growing week after week, month after month, year after year, when you apply emotional intelligence to this, to your leadership style, and you apply to your team. The second one, and another big one, is communication. How do you effectively communicate in a digital world? Well, there are lots of books and things out there to support you, but you need to understand that in your communication, you have to be clear. You have to be empathetic and understanding. You need to be able to listen effectively. Good communication means listening as a leader, especially as people are working more remotely. Communication also drives your work forward, and it helps you to connect with your audience, because your communication will draw and magnetize people to you, your ideal client.
When Welcome, 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 new entrepreneurs. And as a new entrepreneur, I'm sure that you're flooded with information about how to get started and grow a fun and profitable business. You're probably overwhelmed and confused about what to do first. Some people will be telling you that you can make $10,000 a month without an email list or a website or a product. Other people are telling you to do a product, whilst others are telling you to just get visible online. I'm Cindy J, the Visibility Whiz, and I guide entrepreneurs to step into who they are with outrageous confidence for more visibility, influence, and profits. I guide them to create their own fun and profitable business that aligns with their personal beliefs, strengths, and values. And in my experience, one of the biggest mistakes that new entrepreneurs make is they don't start with an email list. You may have heard that email lists are dead. All you need to do is go make a bunch of Instagram reels or just start talking to people, which is fine. But what is an email list really? It is your customer base. And emails work. According to a study, 85% of online sales come from email. 85% of online sales come from email. So you might be thinking, well, that's great, but like I don't have any customers yet. I can add my mom and my sister and my dog to my email list. Oh, so how's that going to help me? And I do understand that. When I first started coaching, I did what everybody told me to do. I created an opt-in gift and put a form on my website and said, enter your email name below to get my gift. It took me over a year to add 1,000 subscribers. That is really the slow, slow, slow way to build your list. Also, only about 2% of visitors to your website will subscribe to your list, which means that it can take forever to get an email list of 5,000 or more where you're really starting to see a lot of profits and are able to get affiliate income by promoting other people. So the question is, how do you build your email list quickly? I suggest to my clients that they host a summit or a giveaway. I prefer summits because that's going to give you more visibility and credibility really quickly, and summits are going to get you more hot leads to add to your email list. So what is a summit? With a summit, you will choose 15 to 30 people to interview that have the same target audience as you do. If you're in relationships, you want relationship experts. If you're in money, you want money experts. If you're in health, you want health experts. If you're in business marketing, you want business marketing experts. And they don't pay you to be interviewed. However, they do agree that they are going to promote the summit to their list, and they're going to promote it on social media. This will enable you to build an email list quickly. My clients have received anywhere between 1,000 to 4,000 people of hot leads on their email list by hosting a summit. And what's great is whenever you interview somebody, the viewers give you the same expertise as the person you're interviewing. So this helps you build your expertise quickly, helps you get known as the go-to expert. And truly, the best form of marketing has been and always will be word of mouth. So when all of these experts are promoting you, it's word of mouth, and you're going to get some hot leads on your email list that you can nurture and turn into paying clients. Again, I'm Cindy J, the Visibility Whiz. You can visit me at cindyjholbrook.com. That's H-O-L, B as in boy, R-O-O-K. And also be sure to go to visibilitychecklist.com and download your 9 steps to visibility, influence, and profits. Have a great day, and I look forward to serving you. Bye-bye.
Hey, how you doing? This is Sean Huber here with Structured Freedom, also known as The Mental Mechanic. I'm a high-performance mindset coach and also a certified medical hypnotherapist. So the things that I would give to an entrepreneur starting out or anyone in business is to take care of yourself. I have a program set up, which is a 5-day challenge to really get to know first who you are and why you do what you do. My big thing is having daily systems set up so you can be consistent. And that consistency really does pay off in the long run. So the first thing I have people do is, hey, write down exactly the time in which you wake up, the things that you do in your morning ritual, we'll call them, what you're eating throughout the day, what you're drinking throughout the day, what time you're exercising, if you are exercising, what does your work day look like? Are you taking lunch? What time of day or evening are you finishing up work? Then what's your normal evening routine like? A lot of times people aren't aware of exactly what they're doing or they're inconsistent. So my thing is, we're going to make slight adjustments to that exact path in which you've just written out. So when you wake up in the morning, do some stretching, drink some water, and leave your devices, if you can, alone, such as your email. Allow yourself to have time for you. If you eat breakfast, eat something nutritious. I definitely recommend drinking water because, again, in the evening while we're sleeping, our body does lose a lot of water through perspiration. So drinking water is a great thing to do. Now, why am I bringing these things up? We have to allow ourselves to wake up in the way we want to because we are, at that point, in control of our mindset. So setting that right mindset in the morning will definitely impact your day. Now, hydration. If we're dehydrated, which a lot of people actually are, you're 40% weaker. You can also have sometimes, how would we say this? It's not anxiety or an anxiety attack, but your body is wanting to throw chemicals into it so you get thirsty. And so drinking water will make sure that that doesn't occur. Again, it could be all kinds of other beverages. Remember, anything that has caffeine will sometimes work as a diuretic. Now, also, if you're going to exercise and do some movements, it's great to get your mind and body connected that way. I do some stretching, some Tai Chi movement exercises called energy work. And then I get my day started. My day starts with me going to exercise. Once I'm exercising, I go in there and I'm usually there for an hour and a half, and it usually composed of some strength training and some cardiovascular work. Then when I get home, either it's a shake or a meal that's higher in protein, and I get my day started. My computer gets opened at that point, and then I start checking my emails. If you allow yourself to be triggered by other people, you're always going to be triggered by other people. Give yourself permission to give yourself that time. Now, I also recommend getting up 30 minutes earlier to maybe do some reading or some journaling at that point. As your day goes, figure out where your energy levels are spiking or declining, and are you taking in caffeine? Caffeine's an interesting component because it doesn't really stop us from being tired and waking us up. It actually stops a hormone that when we do that, we don't feel as tired, but when the caffeine wears off, we crash. Throughout the day, ask yourself why you're doing what you're doing. Are you waiting on people? Are they waiting on you? Do you have certain things that need to be done? Are you taking care of those things? What's your attitude as you're doing those? Then in the evening, I'd love for you to write a gratitude list, a journal of what you were grateful for throughout the day. And the real key to this is 30 minutes, maybe an hour before you go to bed, turn off all your electronics, read possibly, have conversations with people you know. And then if you're going to listen to something at night using an electronic device, there's a ton of things on YouTube where you can listen to recordings of hypnosis or hertz that are healing for you. Now, all these things will make a huge impact. Give yourself about 5 days to allow these things to start to be incorporated in. Also, being consistent with it will have a huge impact. Once those things start happening, you'll see an amazing energy shift, a clarity shift, an ability to get more things done in a shorter period of time because we have to take care of ourselves first. Without taking care of ourselves, we won't have anything to put into our relationships and especially our business. So I hope some of this information has helped you out a lot. Have a great day and looking forward to speaking with you later. Bye.
My one piece of advice is to begin every day thinking about your big event of the day and what event is going to require your attention and energy the most, and then to come up with an I am statement to ensure you are showing up as the best person for that event. In particular, let's pretend you are going to be guesting on a podcast on a particular morning or afternoon. Your I am statement would be, I am clear-headed, I am energetic, and I am well-spoken. And that is my best advice for any beginning entrepreneur to use.
I would like to thank all entrepreneurs that took the time out to help new entrepreneurs get across that start line with their amazing advice. If you'd like to contact any of these amazing people, check out their information in the show notes. Are you an entrepreneur with amazing advice and want to be featured on Undiscovered Advice? Go to tuepodcast.net/advice and leave your advice in an easy recording. Undiscovered Advice is a product of Undiscovered Legacy LLC and a proud member of Blind Knowledge and Pod Nation Podcast Networks. For more information, go to uepodcast.net. Thank you, Scuba Leavers. As a worker of two full-time jobs and a podcast and a coach, every minute counts in my day-to-day. It's hard to be consistent in any of my social medias, and at this point, I just can't hire a social media manager. It's just too gosh darn expensive. Pinnacle AI to the rescue! I've been using Pinnacle AI for a couple of weeks now and seen big improvements in my reach and consistency. Do you want to have time and increase your productivity too? Go to tuepodcast.net/AI for more information. Save yourself time and grow your brand. Try it now and see what it can do for you. Do you find yourself faltering when speaking in public? You definitely know what you're talking about, but you just can't seem to get over the horrific fear, and imagining people in their underwear is just not working. Whether you're gearing up for a big presentation or just looking to improve your daily communications, Leslie Fiorenzo is your go-to resource for mastering self-promotion, facing your audience fearlessly, and communicating with authority. Don't miss out on your opportunity to elevate your game. Contact Leslie Fiorenzo now or go to tuepodcast.net/speak to step into the spotlight with confidence. Your adventure in public speaking mastery starts here and now. Don't wait to get your voice heard. Book your free consultation at tuepodcast.net/speak to start your adventure in speaking excellence today.